Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, a Friday edition. Big news yesterday. We broke news on this show. We told you how House Impeachment Manager Eric Swalwell had misinterpreted and potentially doctored a piece of evidence that he had submitted at the impeachment trial. We brought Jennifer Lawrence and her pastor, Brian Gibson, on to describe how the actual spelling of their words, the meaning of their words, the intention of their tweet had been completely misinterpreted. And we showed how the tweet had been doctored, that a blue check mark had been inserted into by the name of Jennifer Lawrence to make her account look like it was a certified influencer on Twitter, when in fact she's never been blue check certified, blue check verified, as they call it. Well, that story resonated thanks to all of our great readers at Just the News. And just a short while ago, in the well of the Senate, on the fourth day of impeachment, our story broke out in front of the jurors. That's right. One of the lawyers for President Trump, Mr. Schoen, David Schoen, cited the meaning, and suggested that House prosecutors had misled the Senate. He did so with great effect. That's what we do here at Just the News. I want you to hear exactly how that moment went. So we're going to go to the tape. We're going to come back. But just listen to what happened. It shows the impact when you just put real facts into the American public. Here we go.
They didn't fix this one. Look at the blue check mark next to the Twitter username of the account retweeted by the president. It indicates that this is a verified account, given the blue check by Twitter to indicate it is run by a public figure. The problem? The user's real account is not verified and has no blue check mark, as you can see. Were you trying to make her account seem more significant, or were you just sloppy? If we had due process of law in this case, we would know the truth. But that's not all that's wrong with this one tweet. House Manager Swalwell showed you this tweet this week, and he emphasized that this tweet reflected a call to arms. He told you repeatedly that this was a promise to call in the cavalry for January 6th. He expressly led you to believe that President Trump's supporter believed that the president wanted armed supporters at the January 6th speech, paramilitary groups, the cavalry, ready for physical combat. The problem is, the actual text is exactly the opposite. The tweeter promised to bring the Calvary, a public display of Christ's crucifixion, a central symbol of her Christian faith, with her to the president's speech, a symbol of faith, love, and peace. They just never want to seem to read the text and believe what the text means. You'll see this reported in the media last evening also.
Well, there you go. That's what happens when people check their facts, when they take the time to talk to witnesses, people who are affected. You can learn the truth as opposed to what the perception of one's truth might be. Facts matter. Words matter. That was the lesson yesterday. And again today, it matters again. It's an important lesson for all of us in the news media, in the public policy arena. Check your facts. Go to the accused. Go to people and try to get their side of the story. We did. We tried to go to Eric Swalwell. He wouldn't call back. But you can see the impact of Just the News in one of the most important trials of the year, the impeachment trial. It is clear now that the trial is winding up and that we'll have a verdict by Monday, I'm sure, unless there's some unforeseen circumstances. So preparing for that verdict and realizing that we in America have to get back to the other business that we have, coming back from the pandemic, reviving the economy, addressing the policy changes that are undergoing in Washington with a new president, President Joe Biden. Today, I have a very special guest. He's been on this show before. You guys enjoy listening to him. He represents mainstream America, Main Street America. What do I mean by that? He represents 30 million small businesses, which are the economic engine of Main Street America. His name is Alfredo Ortiz. He is the head of Job Creators Network, one of the new and influential small business groups in America. And we're going to talk the economy today. What's going on with job losses from the new environmental regulations? What's going on and what is feared to go on if the minimum wage occurs? What do we make of a Democratic senator from Arizona, Kristen Sinema, standing in the way of her party trying to enact a minimum wage increase at the federal level to $15? Big moments in our policy landscape affecting our economy, our GDP. And no one better to be here than someone that represents 30 million businesses. 30 million businesses. That's Main Street America. That's small business America. Alfredo Ortiz is going to join us right after this commercial break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, somebody on the heartbeat of Main Street America, Alfredo Ortiz, the head of Job Creators Network, joins us again. Alfredo, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, thank you for having me. Always great to be on your show, and I hope everything's going well with you.
We are. So much going on in Washington. Where do you start? But I think we should start with the economy, because this impeachment trial is going to be over soon. And then the real work of rebuilding America's economy, dealing with the changes in the Biden policy that are affecting us, is going to begin. And you guys did something. I always love this. Obviously, often I wake up and I see a billboard and I go, oh, my God, that's a big deal. And then I find out it's Alfredo again. It's Job Creators Network. Tell us about the big billboard that's getting attention across America this week.
Yeah, well, we have appropriately labeled President Biden Job Loss Joe. So we thought it would be a great way to draw a little bit of attention, put another one of our billboards up in Times Square, and take people to joblossjoe.com, because if anybody really deserves that title, it's his. I mean, if you can think about what he's done in just the past few weeks, tens of thousands of jobs basically killed overnight. The Keystone Pipeline, for example, 11,000 great-paying union jobs. I think it was a full 17,000 jobs overall. And the list has continued, right? I mean, if you look at the potential losses with the Paris Accord, with the minimum wage, with the canceling of the federal lease land programs, and we're talking almost 10 million jobs, basically, that he has on the chopping block. And he has no answer on how he's going to fill those, other than don't worry, those jobs are coming. Well, yeah, right. Tell that to the people who lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's no solace if you're one of those people that lost their job or about to lose their job. And I was struck, and the marketing slogan's great. I grew up a baseball fanatic, so Shoeless Joe Jackson is a big scandalous figure in baseball. Now we have Jobless Joe Biden. Who knew we were going to have both of those guys? How about that? Behind that slogan is a story of real pain in America, and it became apparent to me how real this was when Rich Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, one of the most important labor affiliates in America, which spent tens of millions of dollars getting Democrats elected in the last few elections, including Joe Biden. We're not even in the 30-day honeymoon period yet, finishing up for Joe Biden, and the AFL-CIO is disaffected and really concerned that they cut these jobs. And Joe Manchin, the West Virginia Democratic senator, he asked Joe Biden to reconsider. This cuts not just you know, against everyday Americans. This actually shot at one of the big constituencies in the Democratic Party, big labor. How could Joe Biden do that? What's he thinking, and what are the potential long-term ramifications of that?
Well, John, I think he's going to be in trouble. It was very clear from Trumka's words that he expects Joe Biden to reverse this. And I think Manchin kind of basically supports that position as well. But I have to tell you, John, if Trumka didn't like this move, wait till he sees what happens when he follows through on Bernie Sanders' grand plan of Medicare for All, which is, you know, going to strip and cancel out basically 160 million private insurance plans out there of hardworking Americans. And that includes these wonderful union workers with these incredible health insurance plans that they negotiate for in the union. Those go away and they become part of the Medicare for All as well. Yeah, I don't think Trump and the union members are going to like that at all.
That's the potential next shoe to fall. And it's really interesting to watch the Democratic response to this, because the response has been, okay, yeah, these are good union paying jobs in the energy sector we just killed. But you know what? You'll get a job building solar panels at a factory. But the truth of the matter is most clean energy companies aren't unionized right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. And quite frankly, a lot of them are still in China.
Great point.
Quite honest. So,
great,
you know,
point.
Unless these folks who are living in, you know, in North Dakota or South Dakota, or, you know, or any of those states where the pipeline was running, I mean, unless they're willing to, you know, move to maybe a California or out to China, I don't see that as being any solace again to any of these folks who literally overnight lost their jobs. These are real people, real stories. It's not only the people that directly lost their jobs. Think about all the downstream jobs.
That's right.
That were impacted. I mean, you can estimate 3 to 4 jobs for every job lost. So this could be potentially an action that impacts almost 50,000 hardworking Americans across this country.
It's been pretty amazing to me to watch the world looking at us saying, what's going on in America? You had the German chancellor and the Mexican president both preaching to us about loss of free speech in America. That's a red flag when Germany and Mexico are worried that we're losing free speech in America. And then you had the Canadian prime minister, by the way, a big climate change advocate, suing to try to stop Joe Biden from canceling this project. If those countries see what's going wrong, why can't the Democrats and Joe Biden and this country realize what's about to happen? The world doesn't even like what's happening in America right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like I've told several friends and colleagues of mine, you know things are bad, John, when the Canadians are suing us. I mean, that's really not a good thing.
Those are our friendly neighbors to the north.
Climate. I mean, this is just not a good thing, and it's just really unbelievable. I mean, you're absolutely right. President of Mexico is basically saying about basically the Joe Biden's immigration policy, that he basically announced an open-door policy to the U.S., and these migrants are coming through thinking, hey, we've got an open path to enter the U.S. now with Joe Biden. And to your point, the Chancellor of Germany, very concerned about free speech and speaking out on our behalf. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And it seems like, you know, Biden is really just, and he just moved basements as far as I'm concerned, John, at this point, right? From operating from his basement, you know, out of his home.
New bunker, same
show.
Of
the White House. I mean, yeah, same thing. And, yeah. You know, we need action. I mean, look what's happening with the whole school closing still, John. I mean,
right.
I think it was pathetic that, you know, his press secretary announced that what he meant to say when he said the majority of the schools would be open, he meant to say that it was just at least one day of in session, 50% or more, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're already at 66% that qualify for that. Wow, that's a really tough goal. That's basically like me saying, hey, John, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a man on the moon.
Yeah. Yes. Like, we're going to make history.
Yeah, we've already. Yeah, we are. We,
that's good.
We're
I hadn't thought of that.
There, I think. You
yeah.
Know? I
that's...
mean, you know, there's no leadership coming out. There's no true leadership other than just appeasing the left, and it's the complete progressive wing of the left, which is even worse.
Yeah, it's, and you know, it's funny, the mainstream media, which was very protective of Biden during the election, even they're starting to scratch their heads. There's been a lot of press pushback on Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, trying to say, well, you're dancing on the head of a pin. And, you know, well, here's the thing. If you're a parent and you hear schools reopening, that means you have your kids back in school 5 days a week. You can get back to work. If you guys still take 4 of the 5 days off of work or get daycare for them because your job's at risk, if not, it doesn't mean much that it's open 1 day a week. It's really fascinating to see the disconnect between Democrats' rhetoric and the real life concerns of Americans. It's like they don't understand what real Americans are going through every day.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And especially when it comes to small businesses, John, I mean, what I'm seeing, you know, literally an attack on small businesses is unbelievable. You know, especially with, you know, that COVID relief bill with a $15 right. Minimum wage. And even though Bernie Sanders is trying to, you know, convince people and have the media help them do that by saying, don't worry, this is a phase-in approach. It doesn't hit that till, you know, 5 years down the road. But John, June of 2021, this year, we're talking 4 months away, basically, if that, the jump goes up to $9.50 an hour from the $7.25.
That's $2 an hour. That's what?
31%. That's a 31% increase
in cost.
Oh, like in a matter of months. How does a small business owner manage that? Literally in a matter of months, when you're still in the middle of trying to get out of the pandemic, when you're still trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills, now you've got a 31% labor increase. And look, what's going to happen, they're just going to find automation to really, quite frankly, replace these entry-level positions. So so now the very people that they claim to be helping, they're going to be hurting. The youth, that is primarily in these jobs, right? Training jobs.
Young people, yeah.
Quite frankly, those with less education. I mean, these are the people that are being hurt. And rather than actually trying to change their lives by maybe giving them some skills to be able to actually maybe get out of these minimum, wage jobs, right? All they're doing is they're just prolonging their agony.
Right. Yeah. No, listen, and there's hard facts. This isn't just you and I, making a supposition. CBO, Nonpartisan Budget Office of Congress, came out and said, 1.4 million jobs gone, poof, if you do this minimum wage thing. This is after we already lost tens of millions.
Yeah, it's actually, if you read the fine print, they actually say up to 2.7 million.
Right, right. The best case scenario is 1.4.
Kind of median.
Yeah,
right. Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So look, I mean, we know what's going to happen. Like I said, when you include automation, these job losses are going to get much worse. I mean, I'm not sure if you're McDonald's and if you go to the McDonald's in Virginia, but every single one that I've been to in the DC area has now replaced cashiers with automated kiosks in terms of the ordering. They not only have two, hourly workers that are basically handing out the food. That's down from 6-7 cashiers.
Yeah.
All these entry level jobs are going to go away.
Yeah. I was in a supermarket yesterday. There was one open cashier of a human and five scan yourselves. And, you know, 5 years ago, it would have been reversed the other way. Business can't absorb a 31% increase. We can't absorb, you know, everyday Americans, we balance our budget, unlike Congress, the federal budget.
Yeah.
And, you know we can't take a 31% hit, yet these guys in Congress completely disconnected think, 31% is that's tolerable. You should be able to be glad that we didn't do 100%. 31% increase knocks your budget. And we can't borrow money like the U.S. government. It's really remarkable to me.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, and going back to the CBO report, the Congressional Budget Office report, folks have said, but Mr. Ortiz, it's a 900,000 plus people are going to be pulled out of poverty because of this. I'm like, so you know what my answer to them is? Yeah, you know what else pulls people out of poverty? Economic prosperity.
Yeah.
Between 2017 and 2019. Yeah. There, because of the actions of President Trump, right, you had 6.6 million people pulled out of poverty, seven times as many as what's going to be expected from this minimum wage thing. So if you really want to make a difference and you really want to get people out of poverty, the answer is very clear. It's not federally mandated minimum wages, right? It's getting economic prosperity. It's getting our society to open up again, our economy to open up again, and to get the ball rolling when it comes to business flourishing again, which was, quite frankly, pre-COVID.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that figure that you pulled from the U.S. Census Bureau is so important. No president in American history, not those who were in for 8 years, achieved that greater reduction in poverty other than Donald Trump. And he did it not by, creating more safety nets, not by creating more welfare, not by raising the minimum wage, but by creating bigger jobs. And it reminds me, I think I've mentioned this to you in past shows, but I was out in Wisconsin last summer and got into a coffee shop. Someone recognized me, started talking. And the person said, I know Democrats say they care for us, but they keep telling me the best I'm ever going to do is a minimum wage or a welfare check. And I want to get up the economic ladder. I want someone that says you can be a middle class or a millionaire someday. Why don't Democrats give me that opportunity and stop worrying about whether I can barely make minimum wage or welfare? That the division or the vision of the two parties becomes so clear now. What do conservatives, pro-business, free market, open market advocates do to draw a distinction between the two visions of America over the next 18 months before the next election?
No, I think it's a great question. I mean, first of all, you know, this idea that, you know, rising tide lifts all boats, we got to keep reminding folks of this, right? Because it isn't just a nice slogan or a tagline. It's reality. It's true. We saw it happen during the Trump administration, right? We saw that happen. Like I said, 7 more times people were pulled out of poverty. So if Bernie Sanders was really interested in helping people pull out of poverty, he'd be figuring out ways of opening up the economy, getting the schools back open, and rolling up the sleeves and doing that, not focus on this minimum wage piece. But I think we got to remind the American public that we really do actually focus on the everyday American, the Main Street America, and then that's where it really matters, right? I mean, I have to tell you, John, I really fundamentally starting to believe after 8 years of working at Job Creators Network and doing this job that I'm doing, that Democrats just do not care about small business. And I will make that statement very clearly and freely at this point, because the actions that I see of them, and they may say they're friends of small business, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I believe the reason is because they can't corral them. They can't control them, right? They want big tech. They want big pharma, right? They want big banks, right? They love that. They want big tech because they can control them. They can corral them. And quite frankly, they can get in bed with them, right? They can't do that with 30 million independently minded thinking small businesses out there, right? They just can't do that. So quite frankly, I don't think they mind if small businesses go away, because they're perfectly fine with that. The bigger, the better.
Well, they're doing a good job eroding their base. If you get rid of union job workers and you get rid of small businesses, what do you have left in the economic sphere to rally behind your agenda? My dry cleaner is a very witty person and said to me not that long ago, you know, we talk about small businesses and we talk about how we care. Showing up at my Rotary Club meeting is not making my life better. Creating an environment where I can expand my business and not do it at, by having to fire workers, that's a much better way for Congress to serve me. I don't care if you show up at my Rotary Club and give a speech. I want you to make my opportunity to succeed better. And I think that disconnect that right. We pay lip service, but then we come back and do something different is starting to set into the real business community when they look right. at their members of Congress. You had a press release out today, very important one, I thought, focusing in on the decision by Kyrsten Sinema to oppose the minimum wage. And what do you think's going on there? And could you see more Democrats who there are still some Democrats have a sensitivity to small business and Main Street America. Do you think more can be peeled off when they start to think or look at what Kyrsten just said?
Well, you know, I mean, it's nice to know that between her and Manchin, there are at least 2 sensible Democrats out there, senators that we can count on. Or at least maybe not necessarily count on, but show some level of reasonable understanding of the right. way the economy works. And quite frankly, what's going to hurt and what's going to benefit the economy. And they were willing to part ranks. I am sure right now that there's an army of lobbyists, you know, flying out to Arizona and to West Virginia to make sure that those minds are changed. I do hope that they stick to their guns, and we should actually provide them as much support as we need to, because you know, quite frankly, we do need that kind of level-headed thinking. I love the fact that this is why I love America, that there are differences of opinion. And that's why, you know, that's fantastic. Yeah. But when it comes to these kinds of things, it's very clear. The numbers are so clear of the detrimental action that this will have on our small business community, which is, as you know, John, and we've been talking about this for years now, the backbone of our community, the backbone of our country. Pre-COVID, 2/3 of new job growth was in the hands of small businesses, right? 30 million small businesses employing 60 million people. I mean, this is, you know, the most important sector that we need to defend, and they just don't do anything. So it's great to see that, you know, we at least have 2. There's probably 2 more out there. I won't name names now because I haven't seen them move on this issue. I've really only seen Sinema and Manchin, you know, and thank goodness. I mean, again, Manchin, you know, out in West Virginia seems to really be, you know, holding true to his statement here about not being supportive of the $15 minimum wage, which again would decimate, I think, his state, quite frankly, if that happened. So,
sure. There's so many small business owners in West Virginia. I drive through it often, and it's you know, it's not a big box state. It's a small business state for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And John, if I could take just a minute or two to circle back to one thing that you mentioned, you brought up, somebody came up to you and said, you know, I don't want to be paid $15 minimum wage or a minimum wage, right? Like, I want to get out of this, right? Like, help me get out of this. That's what I don't understand about the Democrats, right? Why are they so busy, right, working on trying to raise floors when we should be working hard to raise ceilings, right? We had a program, and we currently have it. It's called the Fight for 50, $50,000 per year job.
Right.
Right, which is really through skill sets, right, and skill training. Because, look, at the end of the day, and this is the reality we need to remind folks, if you move somebody from $7 to $9, let's say, all right, great, so you got them an extra $2 an hour. But if they were flipping burgers at $7 an hour, now they're flipping burgers at $9 an hour, guess what? They're still flipping a burger.
Yeah.
You're not changing their lives fundamentally. So I don't understand why we can't just lock arms, find the people that are interested in trying to change their lives and getting out of these jobs, right? Somehow society passed them up or left them behind out of no fault of their own, right? But they want to make a change like this person I mentioned to you. Let's give them that opportunity, right? Let's just not continue to prolong their agony of being in these jobs. Let's pull them out of here. Let's do something maybe similar to what Germany has done with their, you know, private public partnerships.
Right.
Let's give apprenticeships, right, skills training, and let's get them into these jobs that are out there, $50,000+ job, you know, journeymen, electricians, HVAC technicians. I mean, these are great paying jobs, right? Not everybody, you know, wants to go to higher education, right? Also, so let's make sure they don't graduate with lots of debt. But let's make sure that we get vocational training back in our high schools and we get people the skills that they need to be able to have these better jobs, right? Not just being, you know, not federally mandated wages. So I just wanted to make that point because when you brought that up, it hit me and I go, I just don't understand. And it gets me so frustrated every time.
You're on the forefront of this too. I mean, the 50 program, the 50-50 program is exactly what we need. I mean, people like Mike Rowe and Bernie Marcus and other people who understand the economy have lived the lives of blue collar and celebrated the blue collar trades and realize that we have this elitist view of America. You either get a college education millionaire or you're on welfare. And the fact of the matter is the blue trades are coming back. There are more manufacturing jobs than ever before. And they're good paying jobs, plumbers, electricians, and computer repairmen. We don't ever have a conversation about them. It seems as though the Republican Party has an enormous opportunity to step in and try to make a different deal with organized labor and maybe focus on job training and job partnerships, public-private partnerships. Do you think that's on the horizon? Do you think the Republicans reach out to unions and say, listen, you made a bad bet. We're going to forgive you for that. We want to make a new bet for you for tomorrow. Is that door open, you think?
John, I think not only is that the right thing to do, I think it's the only thing that we should be focused on right now. I mean, that is the future, I think, of our party. That is where we started. I mean, you know, think about the Reagan Revolution. I mean, he understood that all too well. And frankly, President Trump understood that as well, right? I mean, this is why he was, you know, as popular as he was with you know, everyday working America. You know, the elitists are the ones that really hated him. I mean, when you really think about it.
Yeah, there's a real disconnect. Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, the coastal elites. But yeah, no, I think we need to do that as a party. We need to reach out. I think we probably will find that we have more things in common with some of these unions than we realize or think, especially when it comes to these elements in regards to labor, right? I mean, I think it's a really smart idea, and I hope more folks start thinking that way.
Yeah, I think it's essential. In fact, I want to continue this conversation in the not-so-distant future. I say we get a great union leader and you on a joint podcast. Sometimes I'll make this a project for next month. I'd love to get a union leader and you talking because there's so much common ground in the interest of small business and in the blue-collar worker and so much disconnect from their needs and what official Washington's always talking about. I think that could be a whole new podcast. What do you think?
Oh, I love the idea, John. Let's do it.
All right. Alfredo, we love having you on the show. You give us a straight lowdown on what's really going on in Main Street America, which is the engine of America and and the economy. So let's get you back on soon. I want to thank you and wish you a great weekend.
Great. Thanks to you too, John. God bless.
All right. Talk soon. All right, folks, we're going to come back right after this, wrap things up for the day. But first, let's go to a quick commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD, and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. What a great interview with Alfredo Ortiz. He always brings something about the economy that helps us make sense of it all. We're in such an amazing time. You know, people say it's perilous, but I think really the economy is ready to come roaring back. People want to travel again. They want to open their businesses again. I want to create new products and conquering this pandemic, not taking actions that threaten inflation or job loss. It seems like a prudent thing. We're even hearing many Democrats and Republicans talking that way. Even Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, raised some concern if we spend too much on the latest COVID package that we might tip into a period of inflation. That wouldn't be good for the economy. So important perspectives from Alfredo Ortiz, who for the last 8 years has built Job Creators Network with his great team there. I think we had Elaine Parker on. Really great group of people making a difference in the world, trying to represent mainstream America. When you think of 30 million businesses they represent, that's a big swath of America. 30 million businesses, probably somewhere in the vicinity of 60 to 100 million jobs in those small businesses. That's a big swath of America. And so it's great to have someone at his perch helping us make sense of the world. In addition, I hope you enjoyed our reporting this week. I want to tell you about one thing that we're doing at Just the News. And it's only because so many of you have reached out in messages and web messages, email, Twitter messages to me. People say two things. I would love an ad-free experience at Just the News so I can just focus on the news, not the ads, not the autoplay videos. And I want to do something to support what you do, like the type of story yesterday that we broke on this show and on Just the News that had an impact today at the Senate impeachment trial, or the declassification of the Russia documents we worked on, or the exposing of the Hunter Biden Ukraine scandal, all things that have happened on this show and on our the news platform. So we started something a few weeks ago called the Just the News VIP Club because we want to treat our readers as VIPs. And here's what it is. For just $4.99 a month or $44.99 a year, so $45, $5, you can join the club and we'll take all the ads and autoplay videos off our site. You'll just get straight news content from us on the website, and we will have a once a month event hosted by me or one of our other great talents at Just the News, where we bring a newsmaker in and we just talk to you about news. Now, this month's is going to occur in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be me presenting some of the most important declassified documents that Just the News has been able to put into the public domain. We led the charge on this. We convinced President Trump to do the declassification. We've been writing about that. And I got a hint, big one, Monday. Here's a tip for you. It's going to happen. Monday on this show, Monday on Just the News, I'm going to unveil a new declassified document. This one, not from President Trump's tranche, but from a lawsuit that our good friends at the Southeastern Legal Foundation succeeded at winning. And we're going to bring a new big document. Hint, hint. It's about James Comey and James Clapper. Remember those two names? Former FBI director, former director of intelligence. We're going to give you some real news on this show. But at the end of the month, if you join the VIP club, you'll get a chance to come on with me. And we'll sit for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes. Go through some of the most important jaw-dropping documents that changed forever America's understanding about the Russia collusion delusion, the false story of Trump colluding with Russia. We'll tell you how we knocked it down, what are the most memorable documents. And if you like that, we'll take some of your questions as well. And I'll make myself available. We'll sit around on a really cool conference bridge that we have, and you can come in and ask questions, and we'll talk about it, and we'll have a great conversation. How do you get in on that? How do you make something like that happen? Well, I'm going to tell you. You go to justthenews.com/subscribe. You fill out the form, pick the $5 a month or $44.99 a month a year option, and we'll get you in. You'll get a login for the website. You'll be one of the first people to get our new app when our new iPhone and Google phone apps come out, and you'll be part of a club. It won't just be a subscription, not just another subscription, another newspaper subscription. We want you to be part of our team, and I have 100% of that money that you're giving to us is going to go to support more investigative journalism, more transparency, more dig-in sections. You know what the dig-in is, where you get our documents. If you want to do something, I'm only saying this because in an advertisement, it's because people have been asking, what can we do to support Just the News? And you know, we don't like ads. Is there an ad-free version of this? Well, the answer is yes and yes. It's the Just the News VIP Club. It's a little subscription club, an ad-free experience on the website, and a chance once a month to join with me and other great Just the News personalities and talk about the news. Maybe bring in a newsmaker from time to time. We had Ted Cruz in last month's event. That was very cool. We had Newt Gingrich in one of our events recently. We'll connect you with big newsmakers. You'll get to watch a VIP experience. We'll talk. We'll share documents. We can do polls. We can do fun things. It's the interactive environment that we created for this event. Are fun. We can send you documents and reading materials. We can take a poll. We can even take a group selfie. I'm not making this up. We'll take a group selfie. So end of this month, we're going to have the next Just the News VIP Club exclusive event. You're invited. If you join the VIP Club, not that expensive, less than a decent hamburger per month in cost. You get a discount if you buy the annual subscription. But many of you have asked, and I just wanted to present that to you one time on the show. It's one way you can support Just the News, get involved in these events, get an ad-free experience on our website. If you want to take advantage of it, it's real easy. Justthenews.com/subscribe. One more time, justthenews.com/subscribe. All right, enough with me. It's time for you to get started on your weekend. May God bless you. May God bless this great country, as he always has. Have a blessed weekend. Stay warm. It's supposed to be cold this weekend. We'll be back next week with some new news that'll help heat up your computers, heat up your phones, heat up your iPods. Thanks for listening. God bless you. We'll be back next week.
Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200.
G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.